We continue our conversation now with Sarah Ann Reed. She's a holistic dog trainer and animal communicator with Pack Dynamics. And let's just talk about what you guys do. Pack Dynamics, what kind of services do you provide?
Yes, I specialize in helping dogs with behavioral issues and offer private in-home training, have an online training program that addresses behavioral issues, and offer animal communication.
Okay. And if people are interested in just getting a little help on understanding their animals and living together with some harmony, they can just go to your website.
Yes, you can go to packdynamics.com or you can give me a call at 541-598-4103.
All right. And we'll give that information again before we wrap up the interview. So get yourself a pen and paper ready for that. Sarah Ann, we got to talk about animal communicator. So first of all, the animals that you communicate, is this like a psychic type thing or what is this? What does that mean when you say you're an animal communicator? The first thing I think of is like Dr. Doolittle, where he can actually hear the animals talking to him.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. So animals will communicate with me intuitively, and that means that I'll see like images and videos in my mind.
Wow.
If it's something emotional, I will feel that emotion myself. If it's something physical, let's say they hurt one of their legs, I'll feel the sensation like throbbing in my leg, and then they'll show me an image of their body and they'll highlight the leg that's hurting. And it's also like feeling the words that they're sharing with me. So it's a combination of all of that.
Okay. So it's not a normal, you're not normal is what you're telling me, Sarah Ann. You're not normal.
Now, normal.
Is it most animals, all animals, some animals?
All animals.
So not just dogs?
Not just dogs. Yeah.
Wow. Because I think that would be very useful to understand what the heck is going on through the mind of a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Are they more complicated? Is a cat more complicated than a dog?
It's so funny. Sometimes I'm in someone's home doing a dog training session and the cat knows that I can talk to them. So they will interrupt and they'll put in a list of requests that they would like.
So animals know that you have this ability.
Yes. In training sessions, a lot of times the dogs will interrupt me and interject and say, can you share this with my family? Because I really need to know this. And part of my behavior is because I'm helping my mom with a life lesson.
Wow. So what is a weird thing that an animal has shared with you? Do they ever share something just really weird? You're like, what in the world are you talking about right now?
Weird, oh my weird gosh. Weird. It might be weird to people listening. I mean, some people think, oh, they're going to talk about their favorite treat or something, but they will share. They'll talk about soul contracts that they have with their humans that they made before they even incarnated. And they will share certain behavior that they're doing and how they're actually trying to help them with that. They've given, if you think this is weird, dating advice.
Really?
Business advice.
Now, what kind of animal did dating advice come from?
Dogs.
Dogs have dating advice?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I mean, is it kind of like, that one guy she's dating is kind of a jerk. She should probably get away from him.
Sometimes it's, hey, I really like this guy that you're dating, and he's here to help you with this life lesson. So be really aware of this with your boundaries and make sure that you still own your power and you're speaking your truth. And this person came in to help you learn more self-love and self-care. And they'll go into depth with things. It's just, it's amazing. I never know what they're going to share. And their personalities always come through too. So sometimes they're a comedian, they're joking the whole time. Sometimes they're really serious and to the point. Sometimes they'll patiently wait for each other. Sometimes they're interrupting each other. Hmm. And I can talk to animals who've transitioned as well and crossed over Rainbow Bridge. So sometimes I'll be doing like an animal communication session. I'll be talking to a horse who transitioned 5 years ago, a new kitten in the home, a puppy, and a senior dog. And they'll all be talking to me about what they think, how they feel, what they need, how they feel about the other family members in the home.
Wow. When did you figure out you have this gift?
I think it was about 8 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a newer thing for you.
Yeah. I think I've always been able to do it. I just didn't realize.
Have you ever had a conversation or got the feeling or whatever it is with a wild animal? Or is it always domesticated animals?
I haven't talked to, let me see. I've talked to a wild bunny.
Oh.
And I had an interesting conversation with a couple of steer a few years ago. I had a really cute conversation with, not a wild animal, but a gecko that was just really cute. And
that's interesting.
But yeah. Well, I guess I have been on walks and talked to... I had a long conversation with an owl once on a walk at Shevlin Park. And
wow.
So, yeah.
when you have these conversations, are they all in your mind or are you talking out loud? Are you saying, hi, little owl, how are you today? or is it more of a psychic connection where you're not actually speaking? Because obviously these animals don't speak English.
No, they don't speak English.
Right? So it's more of a feeling type thing.
They'll communicate in a way that I can understand, you know, like I said, with pictures and videos, and I'll feel the words. And I get, like, I'll feel their emotions, which can be really intense sometimes when they're struggling and having a hard time. So when I'm doing an animal communication session, I can ask some questions just in my mind, but I usually ask them out loud because I record all of the sessions for people so they have the messages forever. And I'll speak out loud the questions and I'll speak out loud their answers.
Wow. Interesting. I could talk to you all morning. We're out of time, but we're going to have you in again.
That would be great. I'd love that.
And I kind of want to talk to you about, so my cat just died a couple weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
About 3 weeks ago. So I kind of want to talk to you about that. Maybe we'll talk about that off air.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We were really close. He's my buddy.
I would love to talk to your cat and give you any messages that they want to share
with
you.
When you do that, I mean, do we have to do like candles and stuff or
no.
Is it like a seance?
No, we don't need to do anything like that.
Good.
Need a photo of your kitty.
Okay.
I don't need to be in person. I just look at the photo, I connect in, and that way it usually takes me a couple of minutes and then the information just starts flowing. And
okay, you're on the hook now because I'm going to bring you back for that.
Awesome.
And I think listeners might be interested in and that whole thing. You're fascinating. You're a fascinating person. Talking to Sarah Ann Reed, a holistic dog trainer and animal communicator with Pack Dynamics. Let's give everybody your information again.
Yes, you can reach me at 541-598-4103 or check out the website packdynamics.com.